Following is an arrival address given by His Holiness Jaya Pataka Swami on January 12, 1997 in Madras, India.
Ekadasi is the day we avoid taking grains, pulses, dal, sambar, this type of things. And this is a day when everyone should chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he encouraged his mother and everyone to observe the Ekadasi Vrata very carefully. On this day, anyone who chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and does Seva, they can get multiple blessings from the Lord. It is the great blessing that by observing the Ekadasi, people's devotion for the Lord comes very easily. In fact, Yamaraj, he was very upset that everybody was getting moksha. Everyone was going back to the spiritual world because of Ekadasi, and nobody was getting any sins. So Narak was empty. So they say, therefore, they made this special arrangement that all the sin goes in the grains on Ekadasi day. So if you eat grains, then you don't get the effect of Ekadasi because all the sins are in the grain. That's why, that way, although Ekadasi is such a special blessing, people then get the advantage of it when they take the grains. In the Padma Purana, it explains the glories about Ekadasi. Satyabhama, the queen of Lord Krishna, asked Krishna one day, they were discussing, and said, what was I in my previous life? How could I get the blessing to be your queen and your maid servant? I must have done some great pious activity. Then Lord Krishna told her that a story, that once there was a brahmana, a Satyadeva, I believe was his name. And he was a very good brahmana, devotee of the Lord. He would worship his Vishnu deity. He had a beautiful daughter. And he had one disciple, one brahmachari disciple. So in this way they were going on with their service. And the disciple would go and get the flowers and things and bring and give to the guru. He would do the pujas. At a certain age in the brahmachari's life, the guru could understand that he needed to enter into the grihastha ashram. So then he thought that since I have a daughter who needs to be married, best if the disciple can marry the daughter. And so the disciple and daughter got married. They continued, the disciple and now the wife of the disciple continued to serve the guru. One day, the guru and his disciple, the husband of the beautiful girl, they went out into the forest to get firewood and fruits and things to offer to Krishna, deity. So they have, meanwhile, their daughter was cooking the offering for the Lord. So they had gone deep into the forest. And they came to one place where it was very dark. Abhavsat English, Jantaita? Very dark. And it was very silent. Rah! Out jumped one asura, Rakas, and killed both of them. Ate their flesh. Because both of them were doing Krishna's seva, they are going out to get flowers, even though they were suddenly killed. Krishna promises, Name Bhakta Pranasati, my devotee never perishes. Immediately Krishna sent a spiritual airplane to get them and brought them back to the spiritual world. Nitai Gaur Sidhara Premanandi, Hari 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 Gaur. But the wife, she's back there cooking, waiting, what's happening, that day was getting late. And she got worried. They didn't come back, it was getting late afternoon. She sent the villagers, they went out, and they found the sad news that they had been killed. So she, you can imagine being widowed like that, she was not very old, she was very heartbroken, losing her father, losing, she felt very much alone in the world. She performed all the final rites and the shraddh and everything, but she was very, very much alone. She was crying. But then she got hold of herself and she realized, I have to carry on the Guru's order to me. I have to keep on with my Krishna seva. So she especially observed Ekadasi Vrata very carefully. And in the month of Damodara, she observed the Damodara Vrata. This is now the month of Magh, which is also known as Madhava Masa. This is a special month also. Damodara is the most dear month to the Lord, and the Vaishakh is considered the best. But Magha, by some opinion, is also very, very dear to the Lord, and this is a very important month. This month especially for offering flowers to the Lord, for worshipping the Lord, for giving charity for the Lord, and for doing, taking early bath. Magh Snan. Like Kumbh Mela, they hold it this time in Allahabad. Magh Mela. This is a time for early morning bath, bathing in the month of Magh. And to always while bathing we should chant the names of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Achyuta Hare Govinda, Madhava Madhusudana, and so on. Govinda. So, she led her life doing Ekadasi, doing this Vrata, Damodara, and then she became very old eventually, and she was living in a holy place called Mayapura by the side of the Bhagirathi. So in the month of Magh, she went to the Bhagirathi to take her bath. So this month. So that time, you know, now the Ganga is very cold. I was just coming from Mayapur and took my bath in the Ganges, and the Ganga is very cold. So she's very, this old frail lady, now she's taking a bath in the cold Ganga. She started shaking like anything, her body was just shaking. And she could see the personified death, Yam, coming. She became very frightened. Just chanting, Hare Krishna. She just remembered Krishna, she thought, what is going? Suddenly she left her body. And immediately she got a beautiful spiritual form, Satchidananda Vigraha. Spiritual airplane came from the spiritual world and took her back to the spiritual world. So Lord Krishna told Satyabhama that you are that, because you observe Ekadasi, Vrata, and Damodara Vrata, and you are chanting my names, therefore you became who you are today. She thought, you know, wasn't she had to climb the Himalayas or dive into some deep ocean or anything? But by doing these, what we think are very simple things, but these are very dear to the Lord, and they win the heart of the Lord. To chant and to serve the Lord every day, every week, every month, every year. So these are very important observances. It's not very difficult to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It's not difficult, but it requires initially some willpower that we should do it. One person told me that I started chanting one round, and for the first 4 or 5 days I found it very difficult. But gradually then I could chant one round without difficulty. Then I chanted 5 rounds of Hare Krishna, 108 times 5. And I found for 4 or 5 days it was difficult. But then I got used to it and I could chant. Then one day I decided, let me chant 16 rounds times 108. And then I found that I got a very deep Jai Sisi Nitai Gaura Ki, Sisi Radha Madana Mohana Ki, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki. Then he said, by chanting 16 rounds today, you're feeling great happiness. Now we're chanting every day 16 rounds. This is what we want, husband and wife. They should chant Hare Krishna together in the home. Parents and children should chant Hare Krishna. Friends, everyone should chant. By the chanting, they can get the special mercy of the Lord. Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki. So it said, what's special about Ekadasi is that if you chant an Ekadasi, you get more attraction for the Lord. More taste. Once we have a taste for chanting, then it's very easy to chant. When that anandam is coming from the heart, then what is the difficulty in chanting? But to get to that point, we may have to chant for some time. And we need to also chant the names of Lord Chaitanya to get His blessing, so we can get the taste for chanting. So we pray first, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. In this way, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, we get the feeling of Krishna Bhakti very quickly. Hare Krishna, Hare Om Tat Sat. So Prabhupada is so kind, he gave us this message from Bhagavad Gita, from Srimad Bhagavatam. We see that by chanting, whether one has no desire, they can get love of Krishna. If someone has all desire, they can get their desire fulfilled. If someone has desire for moksha, they can also achieve that simply by chanting the holy name. So the pure devotees, they want only Krishna praying. But whatever one wants, they should chant Hare Krishna. So, if anyone has some questions, this is the time you can ask. Any doubts or questions you can ask. You want pieces of paper to write the questions down?
Who is the guru of Sandipani Muni? The param guru of Krishna. Krishna's grandfather guru. Krishna's disciple of Sandipani Muni. His grandfather guru is guru of Sandipani Muni. Is that not correct? You want to know his name? The name I don't know. I didn't see it written. Is it written anywhere? I don't know. We know that Guru, we know the father of Vyasadeva is Parsarapana. You know who the Guru of Vyasadeva is? Who is that?
Narada.
Narada Muni. That's correct. And Guru of Narada Muni? Lord Brahma, yes. Brahma's guru? Very good. Who was the godbrother of Lord Krishna? He had a Brahmana godbrother. Who is that? Sudama. Sudama Vipra. Later, what did Sudama do with Krishna? Anyone remembers? What did Sudama Vipra do later when he grew up and was a married man in relation to Krishna?
Sudama went to Krishna and on the request of his wife, he can make an ask for some wealth. But he
went on the request of his wife to see Krishna. And wife was saying, your friend is so rich, we are very poor, so you should go and see him and you can ask him for a little money. Sudama went and he wanted to give something to his friend Krishna. He had nothing of his own to give, so he baked some flat rice, chura, from his neighbors. When he finally got to Dwarka, Krishna is living in the opulent palaces, but he could go right to Krishna. And when Krishna saw his friend, he immediately went and embraced him. He said, you are Brahmana, come to the house of Kshatriya. We had to bathe your feet. He had him sit down with bathing his feet. You must be tired. You walked all the way here just to see me. You remembered me. You're so kind. And Rukmini was also helping in bathing their feet of Sudama Vipra. Then they were sitting and talking. Then Krishna asked, did you bring anything for me? And Sudama Vipra, he had that chura tied in his cloth. But he saw that Krishna has got everything. What is this thing? Not useful to give, not appropriate to give to Krishna. It's ordinary thing. He said, no, I don't have anything. No, what is this? Did you bring this for me? He said, no, but I brought for you, but it's not good enough to give to you. No, if it's good enough for my devotee, it's good enough for me. And then he forcibly opened up and he took one flat rice. Oh, this is so nice. Took another. He is going to take the third, and then Rukmini held the hand and said, Krishna, please, two is enough. So why? What's wrong? You are taking from your devotee. I had to bless your devotee according to what they give to you. Now, this devotee had nothing. He begged from his neighbors. So that means he gave you beyond his own capacity. So you said, Jai Jata Mang Prapadyang Te Thang Sataiva Bajamyam. I reciprocate. So he had nothing. He begged from outside, beyond his capacity, his giving. So you take one bite, that means I had to give him all the opulence of the world. You took two, means I had to give him the whole opulence of the universe. Something equal with you. But if you take three times, that means I have to give him more, because he gave you more than what he had. I have to give him the blessing more than what you have. And that's not possible, because you have everything, so you have all the opulence, so how can I won't be able to bless him. So, choose enough. So Sudama Vipra, he never asked Krishna for anything. He couldn't ask. He had a different relationship with Krishna. He wanted to serve Krishna. Of course, when he got back to his house, Lakshmi had blessed him. Instead of an ordinary house, he had a beautiful palace now, and his wife was having many servants and dressed very opulently. Then he thought, this is Krishna has sent. So let me use this for Krishna. So Krishna gives us any opulence. If he gives us good fortune, we should use it for him. And even if we don't have anything, very much, whatever we have, we should think that how to use this for Krishna. That is the lesson. Any other question? From Sukundrabad, please tell us some question. Even if you don't have any, you can always ask something to get an answer. Also. Are students here? You have a question? Yes. How to? Avoid committing sinful activities on the strength of chanting. You should not do it.
There is energy.
You see, the point is that we should avoid sin, isn't it? According to Chaitanya Charitamrita, we should avoid doing pious activity, punya, and we should avoid doing impious activity, pap. What should we do? What type of activity we should do, can you say? Yeah, we're to avoid punya and avoid pap. What are we supposed to do then? We have to offer our seva to Krishna. in devotional service. If we worship Krishna in devotional service, that means there's no sin and there's no punya. It's something transcendental. Now, that doesn't break any principle. Now, if somehow when we are trying to serve Krishna because of some accident or some bad association or something, if we do something we shouldn't do, then later we realize I shouldn't do this and we stop doing it and we pray to Krishna, please forgive me and help me that I don't do this again. Alright, so we are taking whatever the karmas are from that. We're not, and we are just trying to avoid it. So that doesn't break the seventh offense to sin on the strength of chanting. But if someone is what we call ati buddhi golai gori. If somebody is too intelligent, they end up with a hangman noose around the neck. Someone thinks that, aha, ye to bahut acha hai, Hare Krishna jap ke dwara sab paap dur hoga, to main Hare Krishna jap karunga, main paap karunga, iske baad mein Hari naam karunga, aur sab paap mochan hoga.
Yes, some of the businessmen, they do like that. Some of them,
you see. So then what happens? Krishna is no fool. You're trying to make Krishna a fool. He's saying, if you try to be a good person, I'll free you from the sin, you chant Hare Krishna. But if person trying to be a sinful person, I can do more sin, and then I'll chant Hare Krishna and get free. So then, the reaction for that is then Krishna, the holy name, does not free the person from the sin. Lifts away the mercy. That's why it's a very dangerous offense. Because we're trying to misuse the holy name. From our part, we should try, how we can avoid is try to avoid doing sin. And avoid this type of mentality that I can sin and then chant. We should try to avoid. Someone may say, I'm very weak, I'm not able to avoid. Then we don't think that we take it. I have to take the karmas. And we want to get rid of that tendency by chanting. We don't think that by chanting I can go on sinning. Because we don't want to commit that offense. Because we know if we think we can cheat Krishna, it's like cheating. Krishna is offering you nectar. But instead of taking the nectar of eternal life, you're trying to use that nectar to do more demoniac things. So that's against Krishna's purpose. Just like Duryodhana, he wanted to outsmart Krishna. Can anybody outsmart Krishna? What do you think? When we deal with Krishna, we have to play by his rules. Nobody can outsmart him. He's the smartest. So that's how we can avoid. But we know that it won't work, then why should we do it? Foolish people, they think that they can do that. But a person who knows that Krishna won't free us from the sin, if I do premeditate it. It just happens, okay, but if I'm planning it, like planning, I'm going to do all this sin, then I'll just go and chant, Hari Bo, and I'll be free. Then I'll go do more sin, Hari Bo, and I'll do more sin. That's very wrong. We can't cheat Krishna like that. We have to try to avoid it. And avoid the materialistic activity. Krishna will help us.